Thank you, Lord. Papa God, thank you for your wonderful presence. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're here with us. And Lord, I pray that you will speak, Lord, to your people. Hide me, God, so that they don't see me. Lord, that they only hear your word, that they only see you, Father, speaking. Lord, I'm just a vessel like everybody else, God, but we thank you that we honor your word, that we have your word with us, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, everlasting to everlasting, that guides us throughout, Lord, our lives, that we will truly fulfill our purpose on earth that you have called us to do, that we will accomplish everything, God, in you, that our prayer will be like Paul's prayer, that we have been finished, we're fulfilled, filled. We have finished the race, we have run the race. We have been emptied out like a drink offering. We are ready to go. That's a prayer that we are able to say when we have truly fulfilled and finished our mission on earth. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Watch over your word to fulfill it in our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa Joe. Thank you, music team. Wonderful presence of God here. The anointing is here. And I pray that your hearts will be open to receive the word of God today. My message is going to be really short, bringing some very key principles that we need to do. And then we're going to pray, because I believe we have to pray, Lord, for those that are not here, those that are feeling sick, those that are not well. We will remember them in our prayers. But I want to bring principles to you this morning that is so important to us as a church. Amen. Our church is built on integrity and principles of the word of God. Nothing else matters except integrity. Amen? Because we want to represent God and not misrepresent God. There's a lot of people walking around claiming to be Christians, misrepresenting God. And God didn't get you saved and get you all transformed for your sake. It was for His sake and for His purpose. Amen? And we got to remember that every time, that you represent a God that is awesome and powerful. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about we've spoken about the principles prayer last week, and I said something that before power can come, the principles have to set in place before everything else. I love grace. I understand grace. I've been in grace for so long, and I pray, God, give us a new direction in this church so that we will bring the word of God to the people, that they will never, never use grace as a license to sin ever again. Grace is wonderful, but grace doesn't cancel out your responsibility to fulfill and live according to the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. I want you to be transformed by your mind this morning, but it is for those who have ears and ears to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. This is not supposed to be a nice message for you to hear. This is a message for you to listen to and get transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to say welcome those who are watching this morning as well. We haven't forgotten you, so welcome. If you're watching at home, part of our church this morning, or if you're watching from far away, a nation out of Australia or United States, welcome. Bulawinaka in Fiji and all the other places that have been watching us. Hallelujah. Freedom demands a mental transformation and a fight. We think that it's just a transformation, but you got to fight. Hallelujah. Delivered people do not need power. Let me just introduce this message to you. They need principles. They need training. God has shown us in His Word that delivered people, saved people I'm talking about, do not need power. They need, first of all, training. First of all, we need training. We need to understand the basic principles and the fundamentals of the Word of God. If you give a delivered person without training him power, he will misuse it and you will be in trouble. Hallelujah. Delivered people without training, receiving power, are dangerous people to me and they're dangerous people to you. Hallelujah. When principles are no longer important in our lives, you are a dangerous person to me, because the only thing that can protect me from you is principles. Hallelujah. The only thing that can protect me from you is the principles of the Word of God and understanding the Word of God and not misquoting it and misrepresenting it like many people do. Hallelujah. They're self-proclaimed people going around propagating things that are not according to the Word of God. And those are dangerous people. And I haven't gone away from from my journey on making sure that our minds and our hearts and our spiritual antennas are sharp, that we can discern spirits and know them by the fruits, and protect the people that we look after as what, if you may call it, a flock. God gave me a job to clean the church and to oversee the church. First of all, God said, clean it up. Clean it up first. And we can't clean churches up with messages of grace. I'm sorry. We got to clean church up by the principles and the power of the Word of God. That changes people. Hallelujah. When principles are no longer important, you are a dangerous person. If you got power and no principles, then you become a monster. Somebody say amen to that. You're a monster or a dangerous person to each other or to the church or to the work of God if you're a person that do not understand the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. A title of a pastor does not make you who you are. I don't care how powerful you can preach the word, how good you know the word of God. I don't care. I want to see the fruits of your life. I'm here to represent God and represent Him properly. And we're going to do it properly because the world is watching and saying, these guys, you know, they're all the same. They say one thing and they go and do something different. Hallelujah. You're a monster if you don't put principles of the word of God before you. I prayed, I said, God, we got to change. God, you got to change from a God of grace to a God of fighting, God of battle, a God that will go into warfare. Hallelujah. Because there is no sense of responsibility and accountability and compassion when you are a person that just goes after power. There's nothing in you. Paul says, I don't care how you prophesy, you can do all these miracles, but if you don't do it out of love, you're a big sounding what? That's it. I thank God that that's near me so I can use it. I don't care how powerful you are in your ministry. If you don't have love and compassion in your heart, you're a big sounding gong. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. Because there is no sense of responsibility, accountability, and compassion when you're just after power. Last week I spoke about the principles of prayer. Power does not come until we align the Word of God properly in our lives. Holiness is not some big robe with some big cross and a big turban and walking holy before God. Holiness is one with your word. Hallelujah. God says, hear, O Israel, I, the Lord God, am what? One. That means He is holy. The Hebrew translation of the word holy is one with your word. And that is all I'm interested in this church and in those of you who are listening this morning who want to grow and function in the Word of God and put and bear much fruit inside yourselves. Last week I spoke about principles. Delivered people are still slaves in their mindsets, and the Bible says, woe to the land when a slave becomes a king. Woe to a church when a leader or a slave becomes a leader. You gotta hear me properly before you start building some doctrine on this. Woe to this church when a slave becomes a pastor. Hallelujah. Learn the Word of God. Understand the Word of God. Apply it in your own life. Make it become your life. And then go and preach the Word of God. Hallelujah. Delivered people are dangerous. Woe to the land when a slave becomes king. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 16. Independence does not set you free. Independence gives you deliverance, not freedom. Independence does not set you free. Listen to me. It gives you deliverance, but not freedom. You can be independent, but still be a slave in your past conditioning that you haven't changed from. Somebody say amen to that, Pastor. Hallelujah. It's a hard thing to change your mind. The Bible teaches us very clearly, as a man thinketh, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Not as a man believe. As a man thinking, because you can believe in Jesus and think like a slave. Hallelujah. Not as a man believe it. That is why even though you may believe in Jesus, it doesn't mean you think freedom. There's a lot of slave Christians inside the church. You've been free from, you've been delivered, but you are not free from the mindset that you're still carrying. You can believe in Jesus, but if you can still think like a slave every day. And there's a problem in the church. Pornography, incest, fornication, all these things are happening inside the kingdom of God because Christians still live like slaves. They're set free from, your spirit has been set free, born again, spirit goes to God, but you live hell on earth if you're a person that hasn't changed and been transformed by your mindset. Hallelujah. Freedom demands a fight and a mental transformation. The Bible says you are not transformed until you are renewed in your mind. Hallelujah. That is why many Christians are still being slaves to their mindset. So in order for Egypt to lose its grip on us, we need to be what? Reconditioned again. Shift 2020 is not some nice title in this church. Shift 2020 is shifting from your mindset. Shifting from the way you used to think. Shifting from the way you used to live as a Christian. Shifting from your casual Christian living into a power-filled, born again, on fire for God, devil-killing Christian. Hallelujah. That's shift 2020. Bondage creates laziness, hatred for work, lack of creativity, and most of all, irresponsibility. That's what bondage caused you to do. I don't care how long you've been in church. A lot of 20-year-old Christians still living with a slave mentality, defeated lives, walking in defeated lives. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? That it good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your job and my job is to prove the acceptable, perfect will of God on this earth. Wherever you lie, in your school, in your job, in your own marriage, in your life, in your ministry, you have to prove what is acceptable, perfect will of God in your life. That's your priority and nothing else. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't forget the righteousness. We all like to seek the kingdom, forget the righteousness. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that you needed will be added unto you. We don't put the cart before the horse. The horse goes before the cart, setting principles right before the power comes. Hallelujah. Bondage brings laziness. Being saved doesn't mean that you are free. Being saved means your spirit is saved and going back to God, but you will have hell on earth if you continue to live with an untransformed mindset. Slave mindset. Slave mentality. And grace, I'm sorry, my friends, you use license to sin every time, living under the grace. Grace does not cancel your responsibility to follow and obey the word of God. Period. There's no other way. You are a candidate for heaven, but you are not living how God wants you to live on this earth. Somebody say amen to that. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. And it started like this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service to God. Sacrifices were made in altars in the days when the Israelites were in offering sacrifice before the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross. Hallelujah. We don't have the Old Testament altars anymore, but we do have the altar of worship, which is our body, which is our vessel that carries his presence in us. That's the altar. That's why he said, present yourself as a living sacrifice to God. This is how you spend time with God, offering yourself as what? Living sacrifice to God. Transformation is necessary. Here is the part of the verse in verse 2 that is different. Different translations from that. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. When I discovered that I'm here for his purpose and that I have to walk in integrity and principle, not for my sake, for his sake. Hallelujah. His integrity, God protects his integrity when you walk in the place of holiness and righteousness, blameless before him. I don't care how many people want to go, oh, I want to go and preach the gospel. No. First of all, let's get the fruits right. Let's go back to the principles of the Word of God. Make sure that you don't go and preach something that you're not supposed to preach. When Jesus said, go and wait until I have sent the Helper. The Helper is here to teach us and to train us to go and preach his gospel. not our own gospel and our own preconceived ideas about what he says. It's wait till the Holy Spirit comes. We cannot do anything except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Spend time with God in your prayer. What is your living sacrifice to God? Prayer. 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 The Word of God. Read the Word of God. Spend time with the Word of God. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Go into your university of silence and listen to the Holy Spirit speak, because it doesn't come in a big clanging sound and a big thunder and lightning and storm. It comes in a still, quiet voice. Hallelujah. And when you're a person that prays, and not just pray and blubber on, but listen to God as well. Pray for 1 hour, listen for 3 hours. Pray for 1 hour, listen for 3 hours. Hallelujah. That's really how you start to hear God speak. Transformation is necessary. The whole purpose of transformation is so that you can begin to know and understand what God's will and desire is for your life. When you know this, that this road to transformation combines a sacrifice. Nothing is free. Listen to me. My whole point this morning is nothing is free for you. You're set free, but God still wants you to do things. You cannot sit down and wait for God to change you. You got to get to a place where he can reach you. Most of us want to say, God, change me, and you're so far away from God. God says, I'm changing until you move closer to me. Hallelujah. We got to get some principles right in our minds and in our mindset. That is why the process is so important. When you notice that this road to transformation combines a sacrifice mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and the renewing of your mind in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, to get to this place of knowing God's will. If you don't get to this place of sacrifice and transformation, you won't discover God's will. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians are living a diffident life, unable and never discovering the true purpose of God in their life. Hallelujah. I lived my purpose for so many years until God saved me. And I thought, God, why didn't you save me earlier? Then I wouldn't have to worry about all this stuff. But you know what he said? He said, then you won't have any testimony. You needed a testimony, hallelujah, because you will overcome him by the blood and the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. And every one of you sitting here today have a testimony. Every one of you listening and watching this morning, you have a testimony. God is saying to us, listen, represent me well. Be holy, for I am holy. I am holy. Hallelujah. That was how you used to walk. That was how you used to live. In the garden, that was how Adam used to live. God didn't come and die on the cross for you to go to heaven. God came to die on the cross so that he can connect you back to him. It's about relationship first before everything else happens in your life. Hallelujah. If you don't get to this place, and we reach 2021, you are going to have a tough time living on this earth. I can tell you right now, and I promise you right now, it's going to be hard. You think this coronavirus is just the end of something? There's more coming. They've purposed and planned to destroy the kingdom of God. And you are here to stand and fight for the kingdom of God, not to fly somewhere. We're not a church that are going to be saying, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, oh. We are not a church like that. We don't sing this song in this church, I'm sorry. We are kingdom people. We are here to establish his kingdom on earth, hallelujah. We're here so that his will in heaven shall be done on earth as it is in what? Heaven, hallelujah. And that's why we're not flying away anywhere until God's finished with you. You ain't going nowhere. If you're sick, you're going to get healed. Why? Because the Holy Ghost needs you. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a powerful statement. If you're sick, you are going to be healed in Jesus' name. Why? Because God needs your body to complete his job and his purpose on earth. Hallelujah. God cannot do anything on this earth until he's legal and legally inside a vessel that carries him. And you sitting here this morning, hallelujah, as the vessel that carries him. So when you're sick, stop messing around with powerful prayers. Say, God, you need me. You need this vessel right now. This vessel needs you, Holy Ghost, because I carry you. I represent you. Pray prayers straight to God. God doesn't want to listen to you bubbling around. He says, come to me with what I told you. I saved you and transformed you. But he said, now remember, remind me of what I told you. Go to God with his word. At the end of this message, I'm going to pray his word over you. We're going to pray a powerful prayer. I prayed it this morning and I wept. felt the presence of God over me. I said, oh God, thank you. Teach us to pray like that. Teach us to remind you of your word to us. We don't come up with our own words and try to find words to talk to you. You've already given us a legal ground to stand on, and that's your word. Hallelujah. You go to God legally. God in with his word. God, you said this. You said that. Hallelujah. I get excited when I come to this verse every time. One thing about our church is that our church is a church that is very, very based on integrity, and that is so important to us. I'm talking to pastors this morning and leaders this morning. And if you ever wanted to be in ministry, listen to me. Integrity and representing God is more important to me than your power and your ability to preach and your ability to do things. I don't care. You get yourself right with God in terms of integrity and principle. You may be a pastor, but you may be a pastor that is living in sin. Amen? Pretending that everything is okay. Operating out of God, the will of God, not in His will. Not everything that is good is from God. Listen to me. Not everything that is good is from God. Only the things that are right is from God. Not good. That's why when people say, oh, good teacher, Jesus said, why you call me good? There's only one good person, and that is God. Everybody else, line yourself with the word of God. Then you can say you're good. Jesus, even take that out of or away from him. He says, don't call me good. Only my Father in heaven is good. Wow. What a man, eh? Jesus Christ, he doesn't mince words. If you are living like pastor, make sure you get everything in order first before everything else happens. It says, do not be conformed or be conformed or transformed. The question is this, sorry. Do you want to be conformed or you want to transform? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed is not just a nice idea. It is a command from the King himself. Do not be conformed to this world. Conforming is when you know, like my wife loves to bake cakes. And you mix the dough and all this stuff and dough and you put it inside what do you call those things? Yeah, you go. All the mothers say amen to that. And when you put it in the oven, it takes the form of the actual vessel. That's what conforming is. Do not conform into the things of this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. The Bible gives us a powerful principle of the challenges that comes with freedom. Freedom, listen to me, demands a transformation, not only transformation, but a fight that goes with it. You got to fight. You got to fight for your freedom. Freedom is not easy. It didn't come easy. Somebody died on the cross, shed his blood. You didn't have to do anything at all. God did everything himself. When he cut the covenant with Abraham, he put Abraham to sleep. He said, Abraham, you're just a man. You're going to break this covenant, but I am God because I am one with my word and I cannot break my own word. Listen to the God that you're serving this morning. He said, I placed all my word above all my name. I am God. I am the creator of heaven and earth. I am your Jehovah Jireh, but I, my word, are one. And I don't go against my own word. And you, my friend, are created in his image. All the attributes of God are inside of you. The gift of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, all inside of you. Those are attributes of God. And God needs it to be birthed inside of you so that he can see it arising inside of your life. Then they can see the image of God clearly. They see the image of God clearly when the fruits are birthed inside of you. Hallelujah. Freedom demands transformation and a fight. You do not just give up and backslide. If you don't change now, believe me, it's going to be very hard when 2021 kicks in. You think you've had it hard? Wait till 2021 gets in. That's why we're preaching messages like this. This is not messages, a good message. These are instructions for us to follow. Instructions to receive, instructions to sit on. Say, God, you said this, so I'm going to sit on this and walk on this. Hallelujah. Freedom is a heavy burden. All the things that God used to do for you, he demands that you do that. You can do that, but he works with you. When you cross over to freedom from deliverance into freedom, all of God's welfare program stops. Hallelujah. Have you gone through that situation before? I used to pray and things used to just happen when I first came to Christ. Boom, things happen. Boom, things happen. And then when I grew in God, When I became free and became transformed in my mindset, God says, now you got to fight for everything. Where is your fighting position? That should be a prayer closet, my friend. Hallelujah. When you come into freedom, all the things that used to be done for you stop. You now have to do things yourself. But the good thing is God is going to do it with you. Oh, hallelujah. That's why that verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 is so strong to me in the year period that we've lived in for 2020. Freedom is a heavy burden. You have to remember that. Let me give you a powerful principle that transformed my life and my walk of faith. If you operate in those, my friends, you can take this to the bank. Guaranteed that it'll work in your life. If you're a person that applies His word into your life. If you're just a good listener, you'll be always a good listener. But if you're a good doer of the word, you become powerful in the kingdom of God. Joshua chapter 5 verse 12. It says, then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. The manna stopped after, the Bible says, the manna stopped when they crossed over and ate from the fruit of the land. The next few verses are awesome. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. And I'll just read this old verse because it's really powerful. Some powerful principles in there. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked. And behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. Remember this. That's a powerful statement. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or our adversaries? So he said to them, no, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. God comes for His own program, not for you or anybody. His own program. And you and I have to align ourselves to His program. End of the story. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped Him and said to Him, why? What does my Lord say to His servant? Notice He calls Him Lord. Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. The Bible says a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or against us? This man was not a man in the sense that we know. It was actually God. And the Bible tells us very clear in that statement. So he said, no, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Where did we hear this before? What part of the story was this before? In Moses. Amen. Moses had a similar encounter with God. Hallelujah. So, in order for us to know if it's God or man speaking, the Bible tells us very clearly, whenever an angel appears before man, if you read the Bible, and he appears before man, and all of a sudden the man will go down on his feet to worship the angel will always pick him up and say, no, don't worship me. I am just like you. I'm just bringing a message from the Lord. I am a messenger of the Lord to you. Always. Every time you read the Bible, when the angel appears to someone, that person would go on his knees and worship. And the angel will straight away pick him up and say, no, get up. I am just like you. Hallelujah. In every case, read the Bible. Everywhere that's done, the angel picked up the man back up from where he was down there. But in this account, when Joshua on the ground, and secondly, Joshua called him my Lord. Here is God tending to Joshua who was about to enter freedom. And the first person he meets was who? God. The first person that Joshua met was God on Freedom Land. And God began to give Joshua instructions the same way He gave Moses the instructions. When Moses was about to go and lead the people out of bondage, the first person he meets was God. Hallelujah. And God began to give Moses instructions on how to deliver the people. Now, Joshua is a totally different situation. And it's a situation that we must apply in our lives. This is not just a good story. This is a principle that we must apply in our lives. This is not some good Sunday school story or bedtime story. This is principles that we have to apply in our lives. The Bible says, a man stood opposite him, his sword drawn in his hand. This time God shows up as a fighter. This is not just a little burning bush experience. This is a fighter turning up. God says, I am here as the commander of the army of the Lord. And what was he dressed in? The full armor. He was in the full armor of God. And he took out his sword drawn before Moses, or before Joshua. God is telling Joshua, I am God. Look what I'm dressed in. I've got armor and I've got my sword drawn. I am ready for war. In other words, freedom demands a fight. You don't live your casual Christian life expecting God to do things for you. You got to fight for it. Pick up your sword. Hallelujah. Cross on your one shoulder, sword on the other hand, full armor of God, and fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. This is not something for you to lay down and let the world run all over you. We're having that happen right now in our lives, in the generation that you and I are living in. That's why we have to pray for our children, because they're the ones that are coping all this stuff in universities, in schools, in high schools, in primary schools, wherever they are. They're being taught something else. Their minds are getting transformed and conformed to something else. Hallelujah. But God says, I was with you in the wilderness. I fed you like a father. I am a doctor to you when you were sick. I mend your clothes like a seamstress. I fix your shoes like a shoemaker. But right now, I am, hallelujah, ready to fight for you. You got to understand this. This is a powerful, powerful principle. When you get this, you will be a changed person. Your prayer life is going to change. Hallelujah. When Jesus was about to send his disciples out, and he said to them, when I send you without money bags, knapsacks, and sandals, did you lack anything? And the disciples said, nothing. We were fine. You were right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everything was good. And then he said, but now, he who has money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has a snow sword, he said, let him sell all his garments and buy one. My friends, we are living in a time of war. Freedom comes with a fight. It is not free. And if you are a person that lives casually thinking that, oh yes, I'll fly away somewhere, but you're going to live hell on earth if you don't get your mind transformed. That's the point of this message this morning. Hallelujah. In other words, when you grow up, God is demanding that you become responsible for your own fight. Fight the good fight of faith. This appearance of the Lord to Joshua shocked him. Here is something you may not have picked up from this verse. When God showed up, Joshua did not recognize him. Joshua actually know whether God, he didn't know whether God, it was God was on his side or was not. Because God came up dressed up for war. And we all in our own preconceived ideas and release his thoughts that God's going to do everything for us. Hallelujah. God is, hey, yo, everything's great. God says, you grow up, you take responsibility of your own fight. Hallelujah. That's the point I'm making this morning. In other words, we have been taught that God will take care of me. All I need to do is just relax and let him just do everything. God demands that you take part in the miracle as well. He's the one that created the miracle, but he wants you to be part of it so that your faith grows in the things of God when you see that. Our mentality about God has been created by our past experience. And when you take on your own responsibility, then you receive God's sword. You got to get his sword and fight with it. This appearance of God to Joshua was so unexpected that Joshua said, God, are you for us or against us? He didn't recognize God. Hallelujah. No wonder God left a mindset of generation in the desert for 40 years and transformed and brought the new mindset into the new freedom land. A congregation mindset is a mindset of murmuring and complaining and grumbling. But a mindset of those who are transformed, they are those who stand as sonship. They become co-heirs of the kingdom of God, daughters of God. They become powerful because they understand the concept of who God is. A congregation mindset will always kill pastors. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. Oh, I'm feeling a little bit of a pain on my leg. I'm feeling a little bit, this thing happened to me. This person said something to me. This person said something to me. Listen, only God knows who you are. Why are you listening to people telling you that you are that person? Jesus never allowed anybody to tell him who he is. He asked the question to his disciples. He said, who do men say that I am? And everybody guessed and made wrong answers. Oh, you're this prophet, and you're this prophet, come back. And Jesus said, all of that is wrong. Turns to Peter and says, Peter, now you've been with me for 3.5 years. You tell me who I am. And Jesus, and Peter, out of a revelation from the power of the Holy Spirit, says, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, now Peter, upon that revelation, not you, you're just Peter, the little pebble, but the rock you spoke, hallelujah, that's who I'm going to build my church on. And that's why we're here today. You are the result of the declaration from Peter that came out from his mouth. Hallelujah. We grow up in the kingdom of God. We become responsible for our own lives, and we take the fight along with God, and God's going to fight it for us. When you grow and living in the freedom land, God expects you to grow up. He's not going to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling every time. We all want to come to church to feel a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. Well, get out of that mentality. It's time to fight the fight, good fight of faith with God. Speak truth. Bring the word of God out. Going to battle with God is a declaration of faith. It is a step of faith. He is going to fight for you, but you just have to what? Stand up. We're going to print t-shirts. Shut up. And at the back, stand up for the fight. Hallelujah. I like when God told Joshua, don't tell anybody to say anything. In the story about the walls of Jericho, he said, shut up. Shut up is a good thing. You need to understand. Shut up is a powerful principle from God. Sometimes we need to shut our mouths and listen to what he's saying. All of us like to say something. We're like, talk. We want to talk. We want to listen to people. But you find out about a person when you shut up and listen. And you know about that person very well because he shoots himself in the foot every time. Just like Peter. Shut up is a principle. We're going to print it on our t-shirt. Shut up. Stand up for the battle. Let God fight it for you. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. I love this scripture. And I'm going to close with this scripture. I'm going to pray. I'm going to bring the music team up here. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, he says, go down against them. This statement is a statement of faith. This man called Jehaziel stood up amongst the people of Judah at the time when they were so frightened of this enemy coming against them. And God spoke through one man. And the Bible says, and all the children of Judah, all the elders and everybody came and stood before God and waited for God to speak. And God raised up someone to speak. And his name was Jehaziel. Judah. The principle is Judah would not even have to show up for the battle. They could have just stayed at home. But God said, no, tell them, come to the battlefield and I will deliver them. This is a statement of faith. Most of us like to quote scriptures and go, oh, the battle is the Lord, the battle is the Lord, the battle is the Lord. Imagine those guys who came out of deliverance singing great songs and crossing the Jordan and say, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I have been transformed by the power of God and singing wonderful praise songs and, you know, and then the walls of Jericho is in front of them. And it's our lives are like that. We come to church, sing great songs and worship and feel really good. Go out and the wall of Jericho is before you. Hallelujah. What is your wall of Jericho this morning? Is it pornography? Is it fornication? Is it all the sin that you're living in that's become ingrained in your life? What is it? These are the walls of Jericho that will be in your path every time, and you're going to live a life of hell on earth if you don't get transformed by the renewing of your mind this morning. Hallelujah. The walls of Jericho and the enemies that Israel faced, they're spiritual and physical enemies at the same time. But you and I face a foe that's called the devil himself. And he comes very subtly. You know, he becomes the winner of this battle when you succumb to his little things that he throws in your life. Things happen and we all snap and get everything start to happen in your life. And you go, man, I've made a wrong mistake. I've made devil win. And he did. He's standing there. All he had to do was deal with that very real power that God gave you. The power to choose from right or wrong. Or the power to shut up sometimes. before you say something that is going to totally destroy your own marriage, your life, your relationship, or your job, whatever it is that you're involved in. Hallelujah. Shut up is a great principle. I love that. I'm going to bring the t-shirt, wear it every time I walk around. Shut up. It's a great t-shirt. I love it. And this is the thing that we say in this church every time. Shut up. If you're new in this church, you probably think, pastor just told me to shut up. No, it's okay. Take your religious mindset outside. We are kingdom people here. We talk kingdom things. Hallelujah. And it says, they will surely come up by the essence of Ziz. God knew the plans of the attacking enemies precisely. He relayed his information to the king and the people of Judah through Jahaziel. I love that part. You will not need to fight in this battle, he says. Position yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Judah, Living Light Church, you don't need to fight in this battle. Yet it didn't mean that there was nothing for them to do. It was a significant command for them to turn up. It builds your faith when you come and fight with God, because God's going to do all the fighting for you, and your faith grows knowing that God is going to be with you every day. Hallelujah. When Israel crossed over, when you and I crossed over from our grace period of sitting under the grace and the message of grace, it was great, and we kept living a lifestyle that was not didn't fit into the kingdom of God, until words like these started to be preached on the pulpit and people started to go, hang on a minute, I need to change. Of course, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Living holy and blameless before God is the first concern for you before everything else. Position yourself to stand still and believe that you will see the salvation of the Lord in the face of the attack of the enemy. I'm talking about your spiritual battles this morning. And he says, tomorrow, go against them. Oh, hallelujah. I love that statement. He said, tomorrow, go against them. Put on your full armor of God. Papa Joe's been preaching on the armor of God and faith. Take out your sword and go out and stand and watch God deliver us. Hallelujah. Whatever that is in your family this morning, whatever that is in your life this morning, we're going to pray this prayer of Jehoshaphat this morning. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, go out against them. Faith is it's a great statement of faith. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And then he had consulted with the people. He appointed those who would sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. And he and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying. He put the musicians before the army. Man, that was a great day for the army. The army said, man, I can relax. You can make me some coffee. Been fighting this battle for all this time. But time somebody fought this battle for me. You musicians, get to work. Hallelujah. I love it. You know how God works. God works totally opposite to how you and I think. And then they said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I want you all to stand this morning. Don't fall asleep. This is a powerful statement that God is making this morning. I want you all to take this message, because we're going to be crossing over to 2021. And it's not going to be easy, I can guarantee you that. But God didn't tell us to give up and just succumb to everything that the world throws at us. God's going to create his own economy, in his own system, in his own kingdom. You and I can survive throughout the times where the enemy is coming against us. We can survive according to the principles of the Word of God. Jesus said, I shall build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail against them. And Daniel saw that kingdom in details, and he proclaimed and declared it. Is that this kingdom that you and I are living in right now, this kingdom shall transcend through. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Your life goes past and through the grave. No grave, no death till all you done. Your life transcends through death, hallelujah, through eternity. Because eternity is the place where you belong. And the kingdom of God operates and functions and lives through eternity, hallelujah. That's why we got to take messages like this and say, God, I'm going to stand on this. Casual Christian living, kick it out the door. This is not about going to church or going to a nice church or fellowshipping at the nice corners church or nice family church. It's a war we're living in right now. And all of us who are called by His name, the Bible says, when we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, then He will come and heal our land. Doesn't happen from casual Christian living. Living defeated lives, and 1 minute backsliding and next minute coming back in, backsliding, coming back in. Man, you're gonna get no skin on your backside. I'm sorry. I have to say something. It's important that we address situations like this. If you're real for the kingdom of God, if you're tired of your defeated lives, this morning I want you to raise your hand and say, God, I am tired. I am tired of my defeated life. I am tired of living a life that is double standard in your kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you all to raise your hands and I'm going to pray. And we're going to pray the prayer of Jehaziel, the prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed. It's a model prayer that we pray when we go to war with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it straight from the Word of God. I want you to raise your hands and I want you to confess in your mouth and in your heart that you are tired of living defeated lives this morning. This morning, this day, very day today, the 4th of October, is the time that you will transform and move into a place where God will truly fulfill His purpose in your life. We're going to make decisions right now in our lives. You can't make it tomorrow. You can sit down and say, oh, I'm going to make it when I'm... You can't be ready for anything. As unready as you are right now, God wants you. Because He's going to do this for you. And you build your faith up when you walk in the place where you align to fight the battle for you. Hallelujah. When I finish this message and pray, I'm going to pray for those who have not given their hearts to Jesus or backslidden. I'm going to pray for you. This is a time of a mindset shift and we need to do it and be true and honest with God. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Lift your hands up before God. I'm going to pray the prayer of Jehoshaphat. And I want you to put yourself in this prayer. I want you to remember all the enemies that come against you. Whatever that is, you see, your family, your marriage, your health, your job, your ministry, anything that the enemy has been throwing against you, this prayer, read it and claim it as your own prayer to God this morning. Hallelujah. Because Jehoshaphat reminded God of who He is. He said, God, You said this. You are this God. You promised that You will do this. And he gave it to God. He brought it to God. He brought it before God. God said, You remind me of everything that I promised You. Oh, hallelujah. And He will do it for us. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are You not God in heaven? And do You not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in Your hand, is there not power and might? So that no one is able to withstand You. Are You not Your God, or are You not our God, who drove out inhabitants of this land before Your people, Israel, and gave to the descendants of Abraham, Your friend, forever? They dwell in it, and they built a sanctuary in it for Your name. My brothers and sisters, God allowed you to build a sanctuary for Him, your life, your vessel. You are a vessel that is the sanctuary for God today. You build it in His name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple, and in Your presence, for Your name is in this temple, and cry out to You in our affliction, and You will hear us, hear and save. And now there, here are the people of Living Light Gospel Church. Here are Your people, Papa God. They stand before You today. We all stand before You today. We have enemies that come against us. We know that our lives are in Your hands. We have enemies, whether it's in our family, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in our health, whether it's in our job, whether it's in our life or the blessings that You've already given us, We have enemies coming against us every day, physical and spiritual. And so whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, and they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, Papa God, standing before you, rewarding us, coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Oh, our Lord, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Like you standing before the Lord this morning, Living Light Church. Like you standing before God this morning at your home, at your lounge room this morning. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite. Hallelujah. And said, listen, all of you Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismay because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeroboam. You will not need to fight in this battle, hallelujah. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go against them, for the Lord is with you. Living Light Church, my friends who are visiting, all your families, do not fear. God is going to fight the battle for you. And Joseph had bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of Kohath and the children of the Kohath stood up, praised the Lord God of Israel with a voice loud and high. Hallelujah. Papa God, as we pray and as we sing and as we praise you this morning, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, every word that Jehoshaphat spoke, that is so relevant to our lives this morning. Every person standing up before you this morning, Father God, you know their situations. You know the place they're in. God, I thank you that you're a God of miracle. But God, you said to come and stand and see the miracle with me. We are co-heirs of the kingdom. We come and fight with you, and you stand and deliver us from everything. And by that and that alone, Father God, we see the faith in our lives grow. Lord, I pray for every children, every mother, every father, every person standing in this room this morning. Thank you, God, that you know their hearts as they stand before you and raise their hands before you. Papa God, you fight the battles for them. You fight every battle for them, every situation that they're in, God, that you will fight for them, oh God. You promise in your word, God, that when we bring it to you, remembrance, that you will stand and you will fight for us, oh God. We will see the deliverance of your people, oh God, before your eyes. Thank you, Papa God, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the promises that you've given us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that whatever that we've shared today, we've quoted your word, we brought your word back to you, God, that, Lord, the lives of the people, very people standing before you this morning, Lord, you know their hearts as they lift their hands before you. I pray that the power and the manifestation of your, Lord, holiness be upon them today. I thank you, Lord, that their answers will be answered. God, their desires will be met when they come before you and stand before you and declare that, Lord, you are holy, and God, that they will always stand on your word, knowing that you will never go back on your word. God, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people agreed and said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say a prayer of repentance. If you have never given your heart to Christ, you may sit down. If you're watching this morning and you've never given your heart to Jesus this morning, I want to pray this prayer with you. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot understand the kingdom of God and fulfill the true purpose of your life if you live outside of the kingdom of God, outside of what God has already purposed for you. God doesn't want you to live a life defeated and live a life ignorant to what He already purposed for your life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way and the truth. Nobody comes to the Father except through me, and nobody can come to me except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I pray that those who are watching this morning, those who are searching this morning, God, I pray that those who are looking at coming back into your kingdom, the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters and those who have walked away from you, I pray today, Lord, that as we come before your throne of grace today, and I lead them in this prayer, God, I pray that you bring them back into the place that you've already purposed for their lives. Hallelujah. I want you to close your eyes and lift your hands and say this prayer, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. The way that I have turned my back on you. I come to you now and I repent of all my unrighteous life. I turn away from it all now and turn to you. Your word says that if I come to you, you in repentance, that you will forgive all my sin. Father God, I come to you now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood and for dying on the cross for me to pay the price in full for all my sin. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I receive your blood to wash me and make me clean from all sin. I am truly sorry for all my unrighteous life. Jesus, from this day forward, you are my Lord. Lead me and guide me and fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can walk with you every day of my life. Thank you for receiving me and for forgiving me. I am washed. I am clean. I am born again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Papa God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here. Thank you, Lord, that we do things by faith. The faith is the currency of heaven, and that is the currency we operate by. And Lord, we know that the miracle signs and wonders and the manifestation of the power is happening in the lives of the people this morning as we say these prayers and bring them before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I pray for your people as your word sits in their heart. I pray, God, that you will ignite the word in their spirit. That, Lord, they will not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. And truly by doing that, they will see the transformation and the renewing of the minds, and the mindset will change. Lord, according to your word, according to your promise, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken, everything restored, made whole, well, and complete in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, in your job, in your life, in your marriage, in your relationship, everything that God has bestowed upon you, your health, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Father, as we pray this prayer, we bring Pam before you. Hallelujah. Thank you for her life. Thank you for the restoration that is happening in her body right now. God, only you can, Lord, heal. Only you can transform. Papa God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand on your word, the promise that you said in Isaiah 53:5, that by your stripes we were healed. Pam is totally healed, transformed by the power, God, that has been shed on that blood. God, you hung on that cross, Jesus, for 5 hours and 59 minutes and proved every word right, proved every promise right. That, Lord, whatever promise that you've given us, it shall come to pass. And today, God, we speak your healing upon Pam this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the power that will transform her. Thank you, Lord, that she's right now sensing the anointing, the healing virtue that is flowing through, Lord, everybody this morning. I pray and I come against every attack, every spiritual attack, every word spoken against her. God, you said your word that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, Lord, you shall condemn. God, I thank you, Lord, that is Pam's promise, And I stand on this word today, and I bring it before your throne of grace, oh God. Thank you for the restoration in her body. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the ministry that she has every day. God, I thank you that the Holy Ghost lives and dwells inside that body. And I pray and I thank you that that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will give life. And He's giving life, Lord, to Pam this morning. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for restoration, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for Alfred as well. I pray for them. I pray for their relationship, their marriage, their ministry, their family, God. We bring them before your throne of grace today. And Lord, we thank you for a good report. Thank you. We stand and receive the good report. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. If you need some prayer later and you need some other things that you want to pray for, please come and see us. Hallelujah. We're going to stand up and sing a song and take our tithes and offerings.